Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fillion from Gateway News, with a preview of the God Stories we are publishing this week. Graham Power, founder and CEO of Power Group and influential Christian marketplace leader, passed away last Friday after experiencing COVID and pneumonia complications a year after he was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia. In an article written for Gateway News, Dr. Pearl Coupe writes that tributes have been pouring in from all over the world for the construction industry leader whose pioneering prayer and anti-corruption initiatives have achieved an unprecedented global reach. A devoted family man, Power leaves his wife Lauren, 3 children and their spouses, and 5 grandchildren. You could not be around Graham and not hear 2 Chronicles 7:14 over and over again, writes Coupe. She continues, "This scripture, which reads, 'If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land,' gave birth to a vision that God gave Graham, showing 3 specific waves. The first wave signifying a gathering of God's people in a time of repentance and prayer. The second, mobilizing people globally towards ethics, values, and clean living. And the last wave, addressing the healing of the land and triggering revival. This vision ultimately resulted in the establishment of Global Voice of Prayer, Unashamedly Ethical, and Heal Our Land movements." Coupe writes that Global Voice of Prayer, which was birthed when God directed Power to gather 45,000 believers in prayer in Cape Town in 2001, has since metamorphosed into the Global Voice of Prayer, which is currently in 220 nations, and Unashamedly Ethical, which is a global movement with a vision to transform societies by taking a stand for ethics, values, and clean living, is in 144 nations. Coupe writes that Graham soldiered on until the very end. One of his last assignments was spearheading an international economic summit in Franschhoek to deliberate on economic solutions for Africa. His final assignment before he was admitted to hospital was presenting Unashamedly Ethical Awards in Somerset West. His staff surprised him by presenting him with the Unashamedly Ethical Lifetime Achievement Award. In other news, we report on the upcoming launch in January of a visionary training academy that aims to prepare South African Christians to practically apply a biblical worldview in every area of life and culture. The inaugural Wilberforce Worldview Training Academy in South Africa will start in January and conclude in October next year, said Wilberforce South Africa team member Rayan Smit, who has wanted to start a local academy since 2016 when he attended the Wilberforce Academy in London, which for more than a decade has been equipping believers to stand for Jesus in public life. Smit, who founded human rights organization Cause for Justice, said the South African Academy's inaugural program will be similar to the UK Academy's intensive week-long residential program, where leading Christian thinkers and practitioners equip delegates with a passion to serve Jesus in a variety of vocations, including law, politics, education, media, arts, healthcare, ministry, and business. He said the local academy will include topical content to address some uniquely African and South African social and cultural realities. The aim of the academy is to prepare delegates for servant-hearted, Christ-centered engagement in their communities, churches, and workplaces, being equipped with a robust biblical framework to guide their thinking, prayers, and actions in interacting with the socio-cultural issues facing our society. The initial intensive structured residential week in January will be followed by ongoing community building and equipping through 3 quarterly refocus days. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.